Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. Good things come in twos for the Canadian band July Talk. Their latest album, record number two, is called Touch, and it is full of terrific songs, many of them with binary titles, like this song called Push and Pull. There's also Beck and Call, Guns and Ammunition, Johnny and Mary, Lola and Joseph. But the most important twosome for July Talk fans might be Peter and Leia. The band's signature sound is the mix of Peter Dryminis' startling whiskey-soaked growl set against Leia Fey's ethereal vocals. Let's hear them with the full band here in the Soundcheck studio playing the new album's lead-off track. It's called Picturing Love. This is July Talk, live on Soundcheck.
I'm tired of seeing pictures on a screen. I'm tired of picturing love.
That is the band July Talk from Canada, here in our Manhattan studio, and a live version of Picturing Love. It appears on their latest album called Touch. the members of July Talk, Peter Dryminis on keyboards and vocals, Leia Fay on vocals, Ian Doherty playing guitar, Josh Warburton on bass and backing vocals, and Danny Miles ensconced behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. And first of all, July Talk, good to have you all here.
Thanks for having us.
Leia, I was mentioning in the introduction the kind of binary nature of a lot of the titles, you know, push and pull, beck and call, et cetera. Is that intentional? Is that a kind of a play on the male-female vocal dynamic of this band?
We're kind of a band that our strong points are our extremes and our quietest quiets and our loudest louds. And I think like maybe at the beginning it was more about male and female, and now it's mm-hmm. kind of turned into something more more gray area and, you know, less binary, I'd say.
Yeah.
But it's definitely playing on the fact that, you know, some of its parts, this side and this side together.
Well, and musically as well, because you've got, you know, a kind of pop sense of melody married to a little bit of a darker edge, you know, from a kind of a post-punk rock sound.
Absolutely. And I think that kind of just comes from what happens when all five of us are writing together and everyone's different, you know, liking this and liking that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Peter, Push and Pull was the first video of yours I saw. And, you know, your face is on the screen before the singing starts. And that was a startling moment when you opened your mouth and that voice came out. How did this happen to you?
I don't know. My voice dropped. Most of the bands that I played in when I first started playing music, I came to music kind of late in my kind of early 20s. And most of the bands that I originally played with Danny, we just yelled. That was because we didn't have any monitors and we didn't have any way. It was just sort of a necessity to hear ourselves.
Yeah.
And when I started yelling with my lower register voice, it just kind of came out with this really kind of gravelly pushed thing.
Yeah.
I remember Josh and I used to write together and him being like, can you sing without that going on? And you know, I'd try, but it just kind of never happened.
Really?
It's just where I feel comfortable. But
yeah.
It's been fun. It's just been like, you know, all through my beginning of my life, I learned piano and guitar and stuff, and now I'm kind of learning my voice. And so the last couple of years have been really fun. And my voice is very dynamic when I go into an upper range versus like kind of hanging out in the Leonard Cohen lower side.
Or Tom Waits.
Tom Waits is great.
Who, you know, and mentioning both of those guys, Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits, if you listen to their early records, you would never recognize them as Leonard Cohen or Tom Waits.
Yeah, we were just actually talking about that the other day. It's kind of interesting how that grows and how in between, you know, like two records, it just kind of flip-flops.
Yeah.
I think it's about generating mood, and I think it's about gaining confidence. I don't think I was ready to sing for a long time, and I think when I was, I needed to come into it with a certain amount of confidence to realize, okay, this is kind of what I sound like.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do with it.
And unlike Leonard Cohen and Tom Waits, you didn't have to wait until you were in, like, your 40s to
discover
that. I'm
actually 45.
You find that funny. I am right now finding that a little sad. Because 45 is in the rearview mirror for me. Leia, the origin story of this band, of how you and Peter first started writing and singing together, is mm-hmm. kind of unusual and involves, as I understand it, an open mic at a bar in Toronto.
It wasn't actually an open mic. There was just kind of an acoustic guitar laying around in a bar that I was with a bandmate. We always just had our band practices because we were a kind of folky art duo and we lived together. We always just had our practices around the kitchen table, and so we just were out at this bar called the Communist Daughter, which is really tiny and, you know, dimly lit, and we kind of just picked up the guitar and started. We were like, hey, it's 2 a.m. we're drunk. Let's have a band practice right now. And so we were just kind of playing for each other when Peter and his pal walked in and kind of sat down in front of us and wouldn't leave us alone. No, just kidding. But it wasn't an open mic, but we did end up kind of passing the guitar around, and that is how me and Peter initially met. Yeah.
Nice. All right. And the results now, 2 LPs. There's also an EP in between. The new album is called Touch. It is out now. The band is July Talk. And actually, Leah, even before Peter started singing and Picturing Love, you did the first kind of vocal effect, which was this sort of breathing, this which did you pick that up from Tanya Tagaq, the Inuit throat singer?
Oh, who knows?
Because it kind of sounds like what she does.
I would never try to do what she does. I would never try to emulate what she does because I think only she can do what she does, and that's why it remains important. But yeah, I don't know. Peter had an idea when we were in the studio. It was like a last-minute thing. He was like, I'm just hearing this. And I was like, I don't know. That
we were
sounds...
mastering the record. Yeah, we were mastering it, and we had to get it out. And I was like, can we set up a mic? We just need to set up a mic for 1 second. So we got that breathing.
And I'm happy we did.
Yeah. Well, that kind of rhythmic intake of breath, that's part of what Inuit throat singing is all about.
Yeah.
And this next song that you're going to do for us, Beck and Call, on the record, it is Tanya Tagaq, who
it
kind
is,
of
in
is
fact.
One and only. Yeah.
Polaris Prize winner, the high priestess of polar punk, as she's been called.
Absolutely.
And an amazing kind of like force of nature to see her out on stage. I assume you guys have seen her live.
If you ever have a chance, yeah, you got to go see her. She's one of the best.
Just to kind of set the record straight, what Tanya does is not completely traditional, because traditional Inuit throat singing is two women singing into each other's mouths, which they use as resonator cavities for each other. And Tanya does it all by herself.
She does, yeah. And pretty much everything she does is thinking outside the box. Yeah. You know, she's kind of constantly subverting the process.
Well, so she is. She provides some of the rhythm track on the album version of Beck and Call. But Danny Miles behind our drum kit and perhaps a little bit of electronic legerdemain added on afterwards will see us through this version of the song. It's July Talk, live on Soundcheck with Beck and Call.
You think you're wonderful, am I fun to play?
Beck and Call is the song from the band July Talk. You'll find it on their latest record called Touch, but that was a live performance here in the studio. Once again, vocals by Peter Dreimanis and Leia Fay, and Peter switched off from keyboard to guitar for that song. Ian Dougherty on guitar, Josh Warburton playing the bass and some backing vocals, Danny Miles playing the drums. Let me ask you guys about this indie film called Diamond Tongues, which, Leia, you starred in, is that right?
That's correct.
So, and Peter, you were the cinematographer.
I was, yeah.
Do you have, like, a background in that sort
of
thing?
Yeah, Josh and I went to school, film school together, and that's where we met. And then kind of dropped out after 2 years, going into deep student debt, as I'm sure a lot of the listeners can identify with.
Yep.
And we started a film company together, which we made music videos for the most part.
For other people.
For other people, for Canadian bands, bands that we now consider great friends, Born Ruffians and Arkells and Tokyo Police Club, people like that.
Well,
and once the band started, the kind of work within the fiction world kind of stopped because we were just on tour all the time. But two guys named Pavan Mundi and Brian Robertson saw us play at a TIFF party. And
what's a TIFF party?
You know,
Toronto
TIFF,
International Film Festival.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah. So we played at a party there, and they watched us, and they were really looking to try to get Leia to be in this film called they were making called Diamond Tongues. You want to pick it up from here?
Yeah. I mean, I just sort of said to them, I've never acted before. They asked me, like, right before I was going on stage also. So I was kind of like, okay, it's like 11 p.m., there are free drinks here. I'm sure this is not going to amount to anything, but sure, I'll be in your movie, whatever. And then I read the script, and it was a really interesting film with a woman playing a character that I think, you know, she's like tormented and awful. But at the same time, she's very human and relatable because, you know, she's just full of jealousy and feelings of a lack of self-worth and stuff like that, which I think all people can relate to at one point or another.
And yeah. Is there something about inhabiting a character on screen that is similar to what you do singing? I mean, a lot of the songs on this record are about people having trouble kind of reaching out and communicating to each other.
I think I don't claim to be an actress, even though I've been in a film. I think it's, you know, a real art form that takes years and years to perfect. I have experience in like performance art and dance, that's kind of my background. But what I try to do on stage is just like reach in and find, you know, the human, the vulnerable, scared little human, and kind of present that on stage. And that's kind of the same approach that I took with playing a character.
Well, you know, we were talking about sort of all of the ampersands, the binary, male, female, the Lola and Johnny and Mary, and all that kind of stuff. The videos, Peter, that you guys shoot are black and white. I mean, they are exclusively black and white, at least for this record.
For both, yeah. I think that, like, all of that stuff, I mean, to be honest, I think that there was an idea early on that of this binary black and white male-female thing that slowly kind of got boring as we saw ourselves more and more as just kind of a rock and roll band. But I think there was something that kind of emerged as it did was the original idea for the band name, July Talk, was sort of this concept of a style of conversation that was based around July because July seemed to be a very angsty time where you could fall in love and fall out of love and make mistakes and all those things. So I think as the band developed, I think that you call them binary, but I see it sort of as a sum of two things and what happens when they interact. I think that kind of comes down to the same thing as the black and white and the videos and everything. We're trying to kind of create this sort of canon of stuff that could only be made by us and can only be, I don't know, it just needs to feel like a July Talk thing.
Right. And I guess binary is a bad word because it does suggest that it's either one or the other.
Which isn't how the world works, I don't think.
Well, it's the way too many people see the world. But, yeah. Of course, you know, it's not literally black and white, the videos. They're every shade of gray. And, you know, that's kind of a nice metaphor, I think, for what you guys are doing as
well.
It's
at least it's a great metaphor for the steps we're trying to take, and I think we're all really learning as artists. I can't wait to kind of see what comes next within that sort of conversation that we're trying to create.
Well, now, the record does, you know, have definitely a rock and roll cast to it, but there are a couple of tracks. Touch, the title track, is one of them, and this next song you're going to do called Strange Habit, where the mood kind of clears out, and Touch especially is kind of an ominous sounding piece. So there's definitely a kind of a noticeable change of mood in a couple of these tracks.
I think it's something that we'd always kind of talked about as a band is we had this track called I've Rationed Well on the first record, and we knew that there was kind of this identity within the band of doing kind of more moody, stripped down maybe, but just sort of moody, hazy songs that could kind of not exist as, oh, this one's going to be on the radio single, you know, and it would really kind of create a bit of a cinematic atmosphere. So we didn't really know where that was going to go on this record. And then we went up to like a really rural kind of middle of nowhere cabin, and Strange Habit was one of the first things that we worked on. And so Josh had this kind of this really kind of ominous high keys line. We were using Twin Peaks a lot as a reference. And what came out is this sort of kind of creepy song about XX, for lack of a better word, you know, relating and holding on to people that maybe you don't love anymore, and maybe it's time to say goodbye.
It is a very noirish little number. You want to play it for us?
Sure.
We do.
All right. The band is July Talk, and they are playing here in the Soundcheck studio today. Let's hear this version of Strange Habit.
For all the new reasons.
Once again, the band July Talk with a dark and atmospheric song called Strange Habit. You'll find that on their latest album, their second full length called Touch. That was a live performance here in the studio. And so it seems like, you know, you guys put a lot of thought and effort into your videos. And I want to conclude with a question about actually the video for the song we're going to go out with, which is Guns and Ammunition, which itself, I don't know if this was intended or not, but to someone who, you know, knows the old song Police and Thieves.
Yeah, of course.
So was that, were you sort of calling back to that song?
Oh, man, that's never been brought up. No,
I mean,
not
that,
at all.
I love that song. That phrase is right out of that song.
It's very true. It's funny. I grew up listening to that song. But yeah, no, actually Josh directed the video for that song.
And that video ends with a kind of a funny moment where, you know, you've been in the studio, you've finished singing the song, and then the director comes in and says, all right, one more time. And as you, Peter, step up to the mic to once again go through this, it cuts off and it tells us to go to mygunsandammunition.com. What is that?
Oh, man. Well, what happened was we made a video that endlessly loops. So it's one shot. How many takes do we do?
26.
Really? That sounds like...
I think so.
That sounds like fun.
No, I think it was with blocking maybe, but I think actual takes, I think we did like 6.
That's probably true. I just remember doing it 26 times.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like the kind of thing that would burn itself into a person's memory.
And it was the 26th time through.
Okay.
So mygunsandammunition.com is an endless loop.
Exactly, yeah. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get YouTube to endlessly loop our video, which is what we wanted to do. So yeah, we just set up a website where the video kind of plays forever.
Nice.
So it kind of...
Nice or not nice, I can't decide.
Oh, who knows? I don't know. I mean, I think it was such a cool idea.
And that much so, more. Josh, that was you doing the directing of this
thing.
Yeah,
for that one, yeah.
Okay. Well, job well done.
Cheers. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Guys, this has been great fun having you here with us in the studio. Thanks for joining us today.
It means the world that you had us. Thank you so much.
And I see right through that too. When I think about you, my whole world falls through.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
Take my body as your prize.